We continue with Masachas Beitza Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. We're going to begin with the last thin line, actually the last word on the last thin line on the page, Itmar. Itmar, the following was said, Shnaim Shalachu Chavis Behema B'Shutfis. If you have two people who purchase a barrel of wine and also an animal together with the intention of eating the animal, and they do B'Shutfis, they purchase it as a partnership before Yom Tov, and then they want to go ahead and divide the wine and the meat on Yom Tov. So Rav Amar Chavis Muteres. So Rav said it's permissible for them to go ahead and to take the wine from this barrel, and each of the partners can take it to his respective tchum area. Ubehema Asura. However, the animal is going to be prohibited, meaning they could only take the animal to an area which is shared, but the individual owners, the shutfim, cannot take it to their own personal tchum areas. Shmuel Amar Chavis Nami Asura. Shmuel says no, even the wine in the barrel is also going to be prohibited except within the common area which is shared by both of them. So what seems to be going on over here, and the Gemara is going to elaborate in a moment, is that the discussion over here has to do with the topic of Breira, which is one that's come up early in this Masechta. We discussed the concept of Breira, which basically means retroactive clarification, that in a situation where something is not yet designated, do we say that when it becomes clear later, when some clarification occurs later, so then we say that it applies retroactively or not. In this case, when Yom Tov began, so they had not yet divided the wine and the animal and the portions of the meat. And so, therefore, what seems to be happening over here is that Shmuel does not accept the concept of Breira at all over here. And so the fact that it was not divided when Yom Tov began, so that means it's too late. So when it comes to both the meat and the wine, so he says, Asura, it is going to be Asura to take the meat or the wine unless you're taking it to a place which was shared by both of them, so we don't need to rely on Breira. Rava, on the other hand, seems to hold that there is a principle of Breira that applies over here when it comes to the Chavis, but strangely not when it comes to Behemoth, which is what prompts the Gemara to say, Mai Kosova Rav. What exactly is the basis of the position of Rav? I Kosova Yej Breira. If Rav holds that there is Breira, so I feel Behemoth history. So then even the parts of the animal that were permitted should be, that were shared should be permitted within each owner's respective tchum. B'ksavar ein breira, and he holds that there is no breira. In other words, we do not say that retroactive designation is going to work, so then afilu chavis nami asura, so then it should even be prohibited to go ahead and to take the wine outside of a commonly shared area. So says the Gemara, lo'olam ksavar yej breira. What's happening over here is that Rav really holds that there is a concept of Breira that would apply over here. V'shani behema, however, the case of behema is different. Because the two shares, which is shared by both of them, of the animal, which have different tchumen boundaries, because the shutfin do not share their own tchumen. So, yanki mehadadi, they draw literally sustenance one from the other. So what does that mean? So says Rashi. Rashi is found on the second to last thin line of Rashi. Li'olam kusavar yej breira. Hilkach chavis muteres. Therefore, the wine may be shared by both of them, and they could take it to their respective tchumen. V'shayni behema, however, the case of behema is different. Shohayisa b'chayeho ben ashmashos, because the animal was still alive ben ashmashos, not shechted until Yom Tov. V'chol evareho b'chayeho yonkim zemizeh. As long as it was alive, its evarim, literally its limbs, were yoneg zemizeh. It was deriving sustenance from the nutrients in the ground from both tchumin, that there was sort of this joint benefit between both tchumin, and it's too late essentially at this point to say that there's breira, because there was already this sort of shared benefit by both of them. So amilav Rav Kahana v'Ravasi l'Rav, so Rav Kahana. Rav Asi said to Rav, wait a second, Isur muktzah lo chashashu, l'isur t'chumen chashashu? How could this be? After all, the Chachamim were clearly not concerned at all about an Isur muktzah over here. So why then should they say that there is a prohibition of t'chumen? So says Rashi, what does this mean? The second wide line of Rashi, l'isur muktzah lo chashashu, anan sadi, we can attest, the chochad minayu akti daidi mechelko shechaveiro, that each one of the partners had no intention whatsoever of benefiting, of making any use of the chelak of the other. V'im hayu rotzim la'achla kan, And if they would have wanted to eat it here, in asura leim shum muktza, we wouldn't have said that it's prohibited shum muktza. Lomar that we should say the kochelik yonak mechaveru v'yesh kan muktza, that each one is being yonak mechaveru, and therefore there's a prohibition of muktza. Ulalicha ish l'tchuma to asura leim mipnei yanika zu imzu l'chush sarach l'chush af mishum muktza. That if we're going to go ahead and be choshesh, as the Gemara seems to suggest that according to Rav, there's a chashash when it comes to the yisur tchumin. So if Kahana Ravasi say to Rav, you have to be consistent. If the Chachamim are not concerned of Muksa, so then they should also not be concerned of the Isser of Tachum. To which the Gemara says, Shasik Rav. When Rav heard this tine against his argument, so he was silent. Which Pashup Shat, and you know, this is a subject of debate, but generally we assume that when we see Shasik, in this case Shasik Rav, so he was silent because he conceded that his point, his argument did not hold against their question, and so therefore he admitted that in fact we need to be consistent over here, and if we hold a breira, so then it should apply not only to the wine, but to the animal as well. Other Rishonim disagree that he was shosek over here because he did not even consider the question to be significant enough to need to respond to. Either way, the Gemara continues, it says, Mai havi Allah, what became of this machlokas between Rav and Shmuel? So says the Gemara, Vashayu amar yesh breira, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Breira. So Rav Hashaya said that in this particular case, there is Breira. In other words, ruling, like Rav said, that a person go ahead and take his share to his personal respective Tchum area. And Rabbi Yochanan says Ein Breira, that there is no Breira in this case, like Shmuel. And so therefore, the food is going to be limited, restricted to the area which is common to both of them. So says the Gemara, Vasavar Rav Hashaya Yesh Breira, does Rav Hashaya really hold that there is Breira Vatnan? We learn in the following Mishnah, that this Mishnah was actually cited earlier in the Masechta, a Mishnah from Olos. Says the Mishnah, Hames Babayis V'lo Psochem Harbe. If you have a corpse which is found in a house, and that the house has many doorways. So normally, when a person dies in the house, so the corpse is going to generate Tumas Ohel, which is going to contaminate anyone and all Kalim that are in the house under that roof, unless there is a wall and a door that completely seals the mace in that space. So if you have over here a mace in the house and there are many psachim, many doorways, so kulam tmeim, they're all going to be tamei, meaning that the tumah is going to spread to all of these areas. Niftach echad mihen. If, however, one of the doors was opened after the person dies, so hu tamei v'kulam taharin. So we say that one is Tameh, and the other one is Tahar, because we assume, the other one's a Tahar, because we assume that the mace will be brought out that doorway. If a person thought to himself that he's going to take it through one of the doorways, or through a window which has an opening of at least 4x4 tefachim, which would be the minimum shear to take out a mace, so this is going to literally save the other doorways, meaning we assume that they are not Tomei, because his intention was to take him through that opening. In this case, Bishami says, yeah, this is only true if he had decided which doorway or which window he's going to take the person out before he died. Well, Beis Hillel Amrims, no. Af Mishi Yamas Hameis. Beis Hillel rules lenient, no. Even after what the person died, you can still go ahead and at that point decide. In other words, in this particular case, Beis Hillel seems to be saying, Yesh Breira, that even though it had not been determined before the person died, when the person dies, we say l'mafreya, this all along was the doorway that the mace was supposed to be taken out of. Itmar Allah, and regarding this Mishnah, was said, Amar Rav Hashaya, letayer es hapsochim mikan al haba. The Beis Hillel's sheet over here allows us to go ahead and to be matayer, to purify the psochim, the doorways, mikan al haba, from this point on. Mikan al haba in l'mafreya lo. Meaning for only this point, but not retroactively. In other words, it sounds like Rav Hashaya is rejecting the principle of Breira. And he's saying, yeah, Beis Hillel's cool over here. Beis Hillel says, Af Mishi Yamas Hameis, that only works Mikan al Abba. It's not going to work L'mafreya. So how is it that Rav Hashaya says over here, Yesh Breira, if over here in the Mishnah in Olos, Rav Hashaya seems to be saying, Ein Breira. So it says in Gemara, Ipuch, that we should reverse the shittos over here. Rav Hashaya Amar Ein Breira, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yesh Breira. Right? When we said Ma'ihavi Allah, we said Rabbi Hashaya was the one who says Yesh Breira, Rabbi Yochanan says Ein Breira. Now we're saying switch it. Rabbi Hashaya was the one who says Ein Breira, in which case Rabbi Hashaya is consistent with his opinion over here regarding the mission of Allah. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yesh Breira. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says there is Breira. So now the Gemara goes ahead and questions this latter assumption that we're making right now, that Rabbi Yochanan holds there is Breira. Says the Gemara, Miesle, the Rabbi Yochanan Breira, does Rabbi Yochanan really hold the Breira? V'amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ha'achin shechoku lukuchos hein, u'machziron zelo zebe yovel. Did Rabbi Yochanan teach that brothers who divide an inheritance are considered like lekuchos? They're considered like purchasers of each other, and therefore they have to return each other's share at Yovel. What's going on over here? So we know that when a person dies, so his heirs will receive a share of his estate. Now, there's no way of knowing for sure what share was received, and Rabbi Yochanan assumes that what happens over here is when the brothers decide to divide it a certain way, they are essentially as lekuchos, one of each other, one of the other. It's as if they purchased a share one from the other, as opposed to saying that the way they divide it, so igloi milsel mafreya, we say yesh breira, that it turns out that that was the way it was supposed to be. We don't say that, says Rabbi Yochanan. Rather, we say that they essentially relinquish whatever their true Yerusha was, and instead they work out an arrangement with each other that it's as if they are purchasing and coming to some sort of new settlement one with each other. So lamai nafkamina. So Rabbi Yochanan says an nafkamina would be machzirin zel zel biyovel, that when it comes to the yovel, so we know that all ancestral properties are going to have to return to the original owner at yovel time, and so therefore, since there is no way that we could know what the true Yerusha was over here, so whatever arrangement they came to is going to be automatically reversed when it comes to Yovel, and they're going to have to go ahead and make a new division amongst themselves. So we see from here that according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is no Breira. Because Rabbi Yochanan says, Ha'achin shechok lukuchosein. We don't say that when they divide, so Yesh Breira, turns out that they accepted, or they claim ownership of the share that they truly inherited. Says the Gemara, v'chitemet, if you're going to say, ki lesle, Rabbi Yochanan Breira b'doraisa, of Adab Rabban and Islay, maybe you'll tell me, no, there's a difference between these two cases. That when does Rabbi Yochanan reject the concept of Breira? That's when it comes to something which is a din d'oraisa, such as the din of Yovel. However, when it comes to something like Tuchumin, which is Nurabbanan, so we'll say Islay Breira. So says the Gemara, b'doraisa Rabbanan Islay, is that true? Does Rabbi Yochanan even hold that there is Breira when it comes to a din d'Rabbanan? So says the Gemara, if that's true, v'hatani ayo, Ayo taught the following advice: Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Adam Masnal Shnei Dvarim Ke'echod. A person cannot go ahead and make a tanai, a stipulation regarding two things simultaneously. Ela im bachacham lemizrach eruv lemizrach lemarav eruv lemarav ve'ilu kan lekan lo. The case over here is talking about where a person wants to be able to walk to go to hear the drush of a particular chacham and Shabbos. He doesn't know where he's going to be darshening in one direction or in the other, and so therefore it says if he wants to go ahead and prepare two eruvin and say that I'm going to make one in the east and one to the west. And so therefore, if the Chacham goes to the west, I'm going to go to the west. And if the Chacham goes to the east, I go to the east. That's fine. However, l'kan l'kan lo. He cannot go ahead and make a Tanai, which is going to allow him to go to both places. This will not work, because in this case, the Eruv would have to take effect retroactively. And we see from here that Rabbi Yehuda rejects the concept of Breira. Says the Gemara on the top of Lamechesam and Aleph, V'havinan ba. And we had analyzed this halach in the following way. Maishna lekan lekan delo. What is the difference between the first case and the latter case where he wants to go ahead and go to both places? The ein breira. Because he says there is no breira. So says the Gemara, mizroch ha-mariv nami ein breira. So then what's the difference when he goes ahead and he prepares an eruv in both directions? And he says, I may go to the east, I may go to the west. We should say also there is no Breira. But Rabbi Yochanan explained, Ukhvar ba chacham. No, we're talking about a case where the chacham had already come to a particular place. So you don't require any retroactive clarification over here. The guy doesn't know whether the chacham is to the east or the west. But this has already been determined before Shabbos began. So Alma, what do we see? Less lay the Rabbi Yochanan Breira. We see from here that Rabbi Yochanan does not hold of Breira at all, even when it comes to Edin Rabbanan. So it says, El Yolam Lo Tepoch. So in the end, forget it. We should not reverse what we saw earlier. Rather, we should say that Rabbi Shai is the one who says Yesh Breira, and Yochanan is the one who says Ein Breira. Bechi Lesle, the Rabbi Shai Breira Daraisa. And Rabbi Shai, who says there is no Breira, that's when it comes to a din Daraisa, such as Tumah, Avabed Rabbanon, Islay. However, when it comes to an Isid Rabbanon, such as Tchumin, he holds a Breira. Dorash Marzutra, Halacha Rabbi Shai. And finally, Marzutra was Doresh on this topic, that Halacha follows the position of Rabbi Shai, that when it comes to a din d'oraisa, when it comes to isur d'oraisa, we hold there is no breira. However, when it comes to d'rabbanans, there are.